You are tuned in to Morning Edition here on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. It's great to be with you today. The high school football playoffs are currently underway all across the state, and GPB has you covered on all of the big matchups. Jackie Britton is a host for GPB Sports, and she is in studio. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It is so great to see you. Let us first talk about something you were telling us about. There are seven quarterbacks across the state that are doing big things in Georgia right now. Is it something in the water? What is going on there?
I know. Yeah. So that's according to one rankings or one recruiting website, 24/7 Sports. Jake Fromm is a big name. Everybody's kind of keeping an eye on him. He's committed to Georgia, and no one's putting up numbers like Jake Fromm. I mean, he threw for almost, I think, 500 yards in one game. Probably the best quarterback, I think, in the state. It's a toss-up between him and one other guy, Davis Mills. He's probably the front runner. Davis Mills, Jake Fromm, those are the top two names. But then you've got Cam Newton's younger brother, Kalen Newton, who plays right down the street at Grady, you know, on 10th Street. So he's putting up some big numbers as well. And he's kind of been like a silent assassin, I like to call him, you know. Like, he kind of has been flying under the radar. Doesn't have a ton of looks from schools right now. But he's one heck of a quarterback, too.
So he is definitely one to watch.
And, oh, yeah.
I mean, look what his brother does.
Oh, I know. And you know what? I don't want to. I'm sure he gets sick of being compared to his brother.
Yeah.
But he is fast, and he can scramble a lot like Cam Newton. When you're watching his footage, it's hard not to think, oh, that looks like Cam Newton just in high school. So, yeah, some good QBs out there in the state of Georgia.
Awesome. What makes high school football so different from college football and professional football?
Yeah. I think it's actually a lot like college in the sense of there's a lot of pride in the community that you represent. And I mean, let's face it, football is a very passionate sport. So, you know, they hate to lose more than they love to win. And I think there's still some innocence to the game, you know, and the players, when they come into the Georgia Dome for the championships, they're still so wide-eyed by it. You know, it's like, this is where the Falcons play, and this is the biggest stage. And for a lot of these guys, I mean, we're talking about a lot of guys who are going to go on, have awesome college careers, but for a lot of them, this is really it. You know, like, this will be the end of their life that's been all they know. So it's a lot like college in that respect, I think, is that there's still that history and tradition. But once you get to the pros, it's too corporate. It's too corporate
it's
at
all
that point.
Money and corporate.
It's fun, but it's too corporate. Yeah. It's fun to watch, though.
All right. It is playoff time. What are some of the statewide matchups that you are keeping your eyes on and we should do?
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and promote our game that we're, you know, in the second round of the playoffs, and we're going to be airing the Lowndes versus Norcross game. And this one caught our attention. Obviously, it's a South Georgia school that's going to be up here in the metro Atlanta area. So we really thought this would be a great, you know, chance to kind of showcase South Georgia football. And also, I mean, Lowndes is really good. We've seen them already. We've seen both of these teams actually already this year. Lowndes scored 92 points last week against Hillgrove, which was a state record. It was 92-61, I believe. So that's never been done before. So you look at that offense. And then you kind of look at Norcross like, all right, well, how's your defense going to answer that, you know? But so I think the biggest question I have is, are they burned out?
And when are the finals actually coming up? Those are soon.
December, right? Yeah. So the championships are December 9th and 10th. Two full days, four games on each day. So it'll be a lot of fun over at the Georgia Dome. The last year at the Georgia Dome.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. And so. GPB is broadcasting on television, right?
Yep. We will be there. We'll be there all day long. We'll have you covered.
All right. All right. All right. That was Jackie Britton. She is the host for GPB Sports. And you can catch Jackie and the rest of the Football Fridays crew at 7 o'clock tonight on GPB TV. Thanks so much
That's
for
right.
stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate it.